Early on and near the end of Junkie, Burroughs makes reference to the Harrison Narcotics Act of 1914. The key statute in the history of addiction legislation, the act was actually drafted as a tax measure to regulate the market, but it was soon interpreted as a law prohibiting the supply of opiates. Born in February 1914, Burroughs' life coincided with the world of narcotic prohibition, although the coincidence had not only a symbolic meaning, but a close family connection. After becoming addicted to morphine in the course of medical treatment, his uncle, Horace Burroughs, committed suicide just days after the Harrison Act came into effect in March 1915. Finding his condition suddenly criminalized was too much for Burroughs' already troubled uncle, but he was only among the first of many such victims. Interestingly, however, in Junkie, Burroughs doesn't single out the Harrison Act as the event that forced addicts into a world of crime because it cut off their legal supplies. He therefore avoided making a case that recent historians of addiction have shown to be something of a popular myth, a simplification that overlooks the emergence of addict subcultures well before the national legislation. Rather, Burroughs observes a range of behavior that details the transformation of narcotic use over a 40-year period with remarkable accuracy and eye for significant detail. Take the very first reference in the book. In the prologue, Burroughs describes as a child hearing his maid talk about opium smoking and records its impact on him. "I will smoke opium when I grow up." The truth of this anecdote doesn't depend on whether it actually happened, but on its historical accuracy. According to David Courtwright, the white, as distinct from Chinese, opium smoker emerged in America in the late 19th century and was always associated with the lower-class underworld, prostitutes, gamblers, petty criminals, even unsavory maids caring for the impressionable sons of haute bourgeois families.